doing? She couldn't ask him underwater, so she rose to the surface. While she waited for him, she took the pebble, which she always kept under her arm, put it against herself, and began breaking a sea urchin on it. Then Bobby rose to the surface and joined her. "What have you got?" Pat asked. "Something special for you," he said. "Look, rock oysters." He held a big pebble against himself and began bashing away on it really hard. As she lay on her back in the water, Pat spread out her catch on her chest and tummy and had finished eating them before he'd broken the oyster open. "Taste this," Bobby said. It was lovely. Pat had never had one before. She held it in her paws and licked until she had finished, then rolled over and over in the water to make sure her fur was clean. By then, Bobby had opened his oyster and was eating it. When he had finished, he too rolled over and over to get himself clean, and then floated beside her on the water. "I can manage mussels," Pat said, "but I don't think I could open those oysters." "There may not be any oysters left to open soon," said Bobby. "Why shouldn't there be any left?" asked Pat. "Because there are so many of us," said Bobby, "that it's getting harder and harder to find food." "No one else seems to have found this place," Pat said. "Let's go and hunt for some more, and this time